Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. But I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Guys, we're almost at 100 episodes. I'm just saying. But anyways, wow. I actually forgot I had a podcast, you guys. It's literally 9 p.m. Saturday and I upload Sundays. So this is quite interesting. Anyways, though, before I get into today's episode, I just want to say, just a reminder for those who are listening, that I can, like, the program I'm using, I can only record in 30-minute increments, so I don't think this episode is actually going to be too long, like, at all, if I'm being honest. Today's episode is super lighthearted, super chill, just super mellow, you know what I mean? Just, like, the vibes, you know? Just the vibes. But yeah, this intro is not going to be long, guys. It's really going to be super chill, super mellow, so listen. You're listening to this on a Sunday. It's Sunday fun day where you be lazy. You just have fun. You just do whatever. All right. So sit back, relax, grab your water, your tea, your coffee, or your alcohol of choice if you're into that. If you're not into the beverage life, which I don't think you are sane for that. I'm a beverage girly at heart. I need to have but 3 beverages on deck. One for hydration, one for fun, and one for just energy, you know? And so the true girl math way. But anyway, so yeah, sit back, relax. Today's a lighthearted night. It's a lighthearted day. It's Saturday. So anyways, guys, stay tuned for the episode. It's going to be super funsies, but let's get into the section. And we're back, ladies and gents. But you knew this was coming before we get today's episode started. Look, I just want to remind you guys on a more serious note before we get into the lighthearted fun stuff, okay? I've been dedicating every episode ever since I started my comeback, since I took like whatever long of a break I took, to just dedicating every episode to just making you recenter yourself on what's going on in the world, what's going on in Palestine, what's going on in the Sudan, what's going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just like all of these things are still going on. I feel like it's just a matter of, you know, as human beings, it's our obligation to just honestly be more aware of our surroundings and just be aware as human beings, as a community, to just, I don't know, bring attention, to just not forget, to like move through life with these things in mind, you know? Like I always mention, you're listening to this right now with technology, internet access, a functioning place to live, you know, a shelter that you can rely on at this point in time. So I know a lot of people can't say the same right now in a lot of places, especially in these places in particular. Who knows where else in the world is suffering that we don't even know about, which is even scarier to think about, if I'm being really honest here. But nonetheless, I have been dedicating every episode to what's going on in the world. So I will be listing sources in my description for Palestine, the Sudan, the Congo, all of that. So for you guys to just read up what's going on, actually pages to follow to get actual live updates and stuff like that. So like I said, I've been dedicating every episode to that, and I feel like as people we should care more about that. We should be more present in that, and we should really keep in mind that it's going on. It's not something that we can just forget about and turn it off, you know? Like, actually, you know what, we can as people viewing this, but the people living there cannot. They are living it every day. So with that being said, you know, I just want to bring that to your attention before you even continue your day, to just like remind you to be grateful for what you have at this moment in time, even if life isn't perfect. No one's life is, but I can sure as hell say that life is not great for a lot of people right now. And as morbid as that is, as sad as it is, it's very true. And we cannot take the life we live currently for granted. And so I don't even know how to transition out of this, but just keep in mind that, as you know, also the school year is starting soon, if not already. So keep in mind that there are people that didn't even get to make it to finish the school year in other parts in these countries. So yeah, just be mindful, be thoughtful in the way you move, be compassionate, be empathetic, you know, just care about other people. Like I don't think I even need to tell you that. Like, you just should at this point. And so with that being said, we transitioned into something super lighthearted, but definitely want to, you know, bring that moment into the picture and be mindful of what the world is dealing with at this point in time. And it's very sad. So like I said, I don't even know how to transition out of this, but anyways, just be mindful, just move through life, move through your days, just being like, you know, I need to be aware of my surroundings and grateful and stop myself from being like, well, nah, 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 like bickering and arguing and complaining, when in reality, there are so many solutions to our problems and so many ways out, so many forms to just explore. We have the luxury of that when most people don't at this point in time. So like I said, just keep in mind, be mindful. All sources will be linked below. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your loved ones. Be there. Be square. You know, just move through life mindfully, you know? And so with that being said, we transition, my friends, my fellow aliens. Bye. And we're back, ladies and gents. So like I say, before I start, I want to remind you guys that the program I'm using to record only allows me to record in 30-minute increments. I'm actually being honest. I don't think this episode is even going to be 30 minutes. It's like it's just a short mini episode today. Nothing really crazy. I usually have inspo from like the week I've been dealing with, like every week, you know, every week I have a new episode and I just kind of, you know, pick one thing I reflected on or went through or something like that. And honestly, like I haven't really had anything kind of crazy happen. Nothing chaotic from the Gemini, which is shocking. I know. I'm letting down the fans. I'm letting down the baddies. I'm letting down the fans that are like, girl, we want the chaos. I'm like, ah, no, but sometimes I like to dwell in some mellowness every once in a while. Shocking. I know. Once again, a Gemini enjoying mellowness, never on brand. Super shocking. But once in a blue moon, I do like that. So, but yeah, actually, I just want to mention that, like, I want to try a new segment on my own podcast where I just reflect on the month, every month, like January, February, all through December, just kind of a mental map, because I did mention a couple times on my own podcast that, like, look, when I'm like 40 and above, I can listen to these episodes back and like kind of reflect on what I was, you know, dealing with and living with at the time of 24 that I am right now. I'll be 25 this year, and it sounds a little too serious, guys. I'm hitting quarter life crisis, even though I live a quarter life crisis daily since I was like, I don't know, 14. So it's really not new to me. But anyways, though, like I said, this episode is going to be super lighthearted, super short, a very mini episode, if you will. But yeah, sit back, relax, have some funsies, have the girlies come over, have the baddies come over, have your besties come over. And just have a fucking time. We're going to gossip. We're going to be in cheeseman mode, you know? So sit back, relax, grab whatever you want. Grab some snackies. Grab some of your favorite foods, your favorite beverages, whatever it is. It's Sunday, a day of rest, a day of being lazy and just relaxing. And so with that being said, here is my life update of January 2024 thus far. Number one, y'all, housework, y'all, is work, dog. I cannot sit here and express how much you guys do not know what it's like to do housework. It is so awful. I cannot even. Today, I spent the entire Saturday, my entire Saturday, cleaning. Cleaning, bitch. Cleaning. Who the fuck does that? Apparently me. Apparently I am. Apparently I did. Look, guys, I'm gonna be really transparent. So ever since, you know, shit went down with my family, not in like, you know, a horrible way, just, you know, life happens. Okay. My parents are separated. It's really not that like something I'm ashamed about. It's literally just things don't work out. It's just the way they are. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not upset about it. It's just how life panned out. Am I going to cry about it? No, I'm not. So with that being said, things fall apart and you can tell a lot about a person by their house. And if it's cluttered, then their brain is cluttered like mine is. So I'm gonna be transparent. I'll never show you, but I'm gonna be really honest. My house is a actual mess. It's not the best. I always clean up my space, you know. I always clean up my area. I always clean up my bathroom and my bedroom. Every week, every once a week, I clean my entire like bathroom, like deep clean. I deep clean every time I clean in general. Like I don't see the point of just doing light cleaning. I'd rather just do it all. And so I try to like, you know, not leave a mess around and stuff like that. So I always try to put things back where I found them or just how they were and stuff like that. So with that being said, I'm just saying housework is work, y'all. I spent the whole day doing that, cleaning, wiping down shit, doing laundry for like things that don't even matter, like blankets, towels, just silly things that you don't even think about when you're young and like you're not a parent and you're just a child and you're like, living life. You would never think you're going to do laundry for like blankets that you use, or when guests come over, they use blankets and you're like, oh, I need to do laundry for that. You always think, when you think of laundry, you think of like your clothes. You're like, oh, right, I have to use these clothes for the new week. I have to clean them. I have to wash them. But you never, your mind never really goes to like blankets, towels, bags. And by the way, reminder, okay, guys, wash your shoes and wash your bags. I cannot express to you how important that is. I just washed my gym bag and my dance bag today, and it smells, what's it called? Lavender Fresh, right? Nobody wants to smell your gym bag from a mile away when you're on the fucking squat rack. No one wants to smell that. Wash your shit. Wash your ass. Wear deodorant when you're at the gym. If you feel a little funky a little bit, you put on deodorant again, okay? When I'm doing upper body day, bitch, I be sweating. All right, I'd be sweating. And then I feel like the smell of it. I feel it, and it's just not good. So with that being said, housework is work. And don't forget, wash your bags. Wash your purses. I'm so serious. Sometimes, okay, girlies, this is for you or for my baddies that wear purses. Okay, listen. Sometimes when you go into a public restroom, it is not girl or purse friendly, okay? It just isn't sometimes. There are no hooks. There is no space for me to put my wipies. There's nothing. So I understand the frustration when you have to put your bag on the floor. It is last resort, okay? I would rather have it hang on my neck than ever put it on the floor. But sometimes extreme measures have to be taken, which is even worse to think about. But with that being said, wash your bags. You have no idea how many germs are out there, dog. I work at a gym, baby girl. I know how disgusting those gyms are. I know, okay? I have seen it. That's why. You need to be washing your gym bags, your gym shoes, your just exercise, anything that you use in general. And how does this go back to housework? Because that's part of housework, because you still have to take care of something, like your belongings, if you will. So that's my spiel for the lesson of 2024 January. That's my spiel. And I spent the whole day today cleaning. That's why I feel so late to the game of recording tonight, because I was busy yesterday and then I couldn't record and I got tired. And then today I got even more tired because I had to clean and it was hair washed. So essentially my everything showered today as well. So here we are. But anyways, whose fault is that? Mine. But anyways, next little topic of the night, if you will, January 2024 update. Meal prepping is out. Get rid of it. I don't want to see y'all promoting it. I don't give a fuck. But what is in is cooking 2+ servings or more for the week is in. So let me elaborate, okay? I like to cook sometimes. Right now I'm in a big cooking hating phase. I hate that shit. I hate cooking right now. It's not fun. I'm over it, all right? There's already all the recipes are out there, babe. All of them exist. Every chef in the world has already discovered a new recipe to add to the said equation of cookbooks and cooking recipes online, okay? It's already out there. I have yet to see someone invent a new type of recipe. Completely new. Like not inspired from another one. Not inspired by another chef or anything in the question. Just straight up something new 100%. I have yet to see that. Is that a bad thing? No, I'm just saying it's like it's repetitive and it's annoying and I'm tired of caring and tired of pretending to care about it. So with that being said, meal prepping is out. And you want to know why? I just don't believe in it. I think it's stupid. So you mean to tell me you're going to meal prep, let's say, 3 different types of meals with different types of proteins. Let's say you do turkey one day, you do beef the other, and you do chicken another night. And you rotate them throughout the week for the 7 days that you're there. And I also think you guys are actually insane if you meal prep your fucking breakfast. You guys are actually crazy. You guys are actually mentally ill for that. I can understand like dinner for sure. I don't really think about anything else really. I don't see the point of meal prepping your breakfast. You guys are psychotic for that. That is psychotic. Who the fuck meal preps breakfast? Because I know I don't, and I don't think I ever will. That's psychotic. I think that's mental illness right there. I just don't believe in it, baby girl. I just don't. Like, no. So with that being said, meal prepping is out. And I say this because do you know how freeing it is for me as someone that doesn't meal prep to just make the decision to like pick when I want to eat that day? If I meal prep for the whole week for, let's say, just dinner, right? And I made, let's say, salmon one day, and then the other day I arranged for like chicken or something, and I rotated those two different proteins the whole week. What if I have craving for a burger then, huh? What am I gonna do then? Just throw out the food I just made? No, baby girl, no. That's mental illness, babe. That's not right. No. Eat whatever the fuck you want. And if you have certain goals, just, I don't know, figure it out. If you work 100 times a day and you don't have time, baby girl, I will never be part of the meal prep life. No, no. But what I will be part of is the 2+ servings life. If I'm cooking on a Monday night and I know I have work the next day, I'm going to cook for my dinner that night, for my lunch to take for work, and then for dinner the same night when I get back from work. That's it. There's no rocket science. Am I craving those things the next day? Probably not. No. But it's got to be done. No, it's got to be done. So meal prepping is out. Meal prepping is out. Making 2+ servings is in. All right, y'all. It's in. It's in. It's in. Yeah. I'm just saying. And so my next thing is actually the final point. Like I said, very mini episode today. Very mini. This is my last point on my list, and this is where I'm going to go the fuck off, y'all. Oh, wait, no. Actually, this is my third to last thing. What am I saying? And it kind of intertwines with my two other, like, you know, little bullet points tonight. But like I said, very short episode, very mini, if you will. And so I bring to you this, my fellow aliens. I had an incident happen to me recently. And to make a very long story short, a grown man was in my business. A grown man was in my business. Yup. And grown as in 30 and above type of grown. Now, I bring to you this, my fellow aliens. I bring to you this. It pains me. It really does. It really does. And it doesn't even pain me for me and the victim of this. It pains me to even realize that there are men out there that really out here gossiping about other women. Ooh, okay, so I'm getting very heated right now. So anyways, why are you, as a man, a grown ass man, why are you, as a grown ass man, having to do with being in grown women business? What the fuck is your role in grown women business that you feel the need to gossip? Oh, sweetie. Woo. Do you know how sad it is to see a grown ass man, mind you, that could even have kids of his own, be in grown women business? I can't even fathom it, but apparently it exists. And it happened to me recently. So I bring to you this, my fellow aliens. I cannot even fathom to you how embarrassing it is to be a grown man in grown women business. I can't even fathom to you. Because, like, I'll slap you. Like, I'll really pull up. Like, I'm so serious. I may not know how to fight. Ooh, but I know where to hit you where the words hurt the most. Mm. Oh, believe me, y'all. There will be a price to pay. There will be a price to pay. And words hurt. Believe me. I see everything, you guys. I see everything. Just like people always think that, like, people that are quiet or to themselves, they don't see shit. Oh, baby girl, I see it all. And I have. And like I said, with that being said, I cannot even express to you how funny it is for me to find this information now that I will not elaborate on. But long story short, there was a man, a grown man, gossiping about me. Me. I haven't done shit, and I'm not ashamed of who I am, and I never will be. There was a grown man gossiping about me. Baby girl, what kind of lip gloss do you want? Do you want to go to Sephora? Is that what it is? I'll take you right now. Maybe we can, you know, settle it at Sephora and be like, so why do you feel the need to talk about me? Have we considered that? Right. Okay. So also, what I find so interesting about grown men being in grown women business, gossiping all over town about you or about another woman, about another grown ass man, like in general, why are you, as a grown adult, grown-ass man, gossiping all over town about women, about other grown women, other grown adults? But you can't say ever, you can't ever say it to their face, can you? It's, that's like what really kills me about all of this, baby girl. It just really is so funny. Like, you say this shit all over town, but you won't say it to me now, will you? Oh, it saddens me. It does. It's like, okay, so you're not afraid to gossip all over town thinking I won't hear about it. And then when I do, you don't want to tell me to my face. I find that adorable, actually. I find that so cute. Baby girl, like I said, we can go to Sephora. Oh, Sephora's not up your alley? Oh, we can go to MAC. Not up your alley? Baby, we can go to Ulta. Or we can go to all three since you want to talk all over town. Maybe you can tell all over town about Sephora, Ulta, and MAC about me. I'm not mad. I'm just saddened. It's sad behavior. If anything, it's virgin behavior. Yeah. You're gossiping all over town about women, grown women you don't even know and you can't even pull? That's what even makes me even laugh harder. Why are you as a grown man in grown women business knowing damn well it's going to get back to them somehow? And also, it's kind of embarrassing because you can't pull other women because they see right through you and they don't want you. Yeah, guys, it's quite sad. So yeah, that happened to me recently. And honestly, it's quite sad, like I mentioned. But then again, I digress. I can't see a thing. But when the time comes, ooh, best believe, karma's coming. And karma is not me this time. Karma is actually someone else. The higher powers, if you will. They'll handle that for me. I don't need to. I don't need to do anything. With that being said, we go to my next and final point. My next and final point of tonight that I, like I said, mini episode alert. But yeah, these are just life updates, y'all. These are life updates. These are just life in general. And so I've been reflecting a lot about sex recently, just as a whole thing, as a whole concept, right? And to be honest, like, I feel like I'm kind of, you know, trying to, oh, actually, no. My lesson that I learned about sex recently is, I know a lot of the hookup girlies are going to hate me for this. Believe me, I've hung up my medal, y'all. I'm retired from the hookup culture. I've retired. I'm not doing that shit again. Ooh, and if I do, it'll be really, really quick. And honestly, I don't see myself doing that anytime soon. But right now, the biggest lesson I've learned thus far that I want to keep in my little hearts. I know hookup culture is going to beat my ass for this. But yes, believe it or not, sex is sacred. I said it. I know. Crucify me. I know. Sex is sacred. Yes, it is. Okay. And I'm actually being serious for once. Okay. It is. I learned that recently. I had a little hookup moment a while back. It's over now. And I can honestly tell you right now, it was not fun. It was soulless. It's not a good time. It's not great. It just isn't. Like, it's so soulless. Like, oh god, hookup culture is not fun. It's not, because you know for a damn fact that you guys don't care about each other. It's sad. And you know, sometimes you have to go to those places at really low points in your life to realize that you don't want that, you know. And I learned it recently. All right, I'm not ashamed of it. I've learned my lesson. It took me to go to the lowest point of my life to realize that lesson. And with that being said, that's just the lesson I've learned recently. Take with that if you will. If you're in a hoe era right now and you don't give a shit what I have to say, by all means, you don't gotta listen to me. But I would hope that at least one day, baby girl, we find the light and realize that sex is sacred. Once again, maybe we as a society will come back to that. Maybe as a society we will come back to, you know, realizing that sex is sacred again. Yeah, I hope we do, to be honest. It is very sacred. It is very intimate, you know. And, you know, the loss of meaning to it, it is kind of sad, I will admit. But then again, also, I think that it's also important to note that, like, there can be different eras of your life where you feel certain ways, you know, like when it comes to sex. Like end of last year, I was all about, you know, hookups and nothing more. I didn't want anything serious. Who I was in that mindset of like, I don't want anything serious because I don't give a shit about someone enough to do that. It's the truth. I'm sorry. I was in that era of my life. Okay. I just got single at that time. I was like heartbroken. Should I have used someone? No, but we used each other. All right. Not saying it was a good time. All right. I'm being honest. I'm being vulnerable. I'm being real. All right. I'm not ashamed of it. I don't hate it. Am I proud of it? No, because it took me to get to that lowest point of my life to realize I was like, I actually don't want this. But do I now know? Yes, that's what matters the most. We come out of these things to learn and be like, you know what, actually, that isn't for me. But I had to find out the hard way that it isn't for me to get to that point. My point exactly. My soliloquy of the night, if you will. My life lesson, if you will. So, but like I said, it's okay to have phases. It's okay. Like maybe... Like, yeah, last year for me, I was not about that, you know, lovey-dovey shit. I was like, actually, you know what? No, I don't give a shit about your fucking favorite color. I don't care how many siblings you have. I don't want to do that shit. But now I'm like, you know what? Actually, having meaningless sex is not fun. It's kind of sad. It's really empty. I'm telling you guys now, it's okay to like be lovey-dovey and actually save yourself for someone who actually matters, or save yourself for someone that you see like potential with, you know, like it's okay. It's okay to not be a hoe. It's okay. And if you're a hoe, that's also okay too. I'm a hoe lover. I love sluts. I love whores. I love you guys. I do. It's okay to be in a hoe phase. It's okay. It's all right. And if you don't even want to be in one, you don't have to. That's the best part about life. You get to change your mind every day if you want. That's the best part. I think actually my final lesson of the night is you can change your mind as many times a day, as many times a year, as many times in a week, as many times as you desire. That's the best part of life, y'all. I think that's a lesson that really a lot of people don't really get in their head. You know, you're allowed to change your mind 100 times a day. You're allowed to change your mind tomorrow about anything and everything. You're allowed to learn information or new information about something and change your opinion and or your mind of something or someone. It's okay. Free yourselves from the shackles of one mentality and only that. You know, like you are allowed to change your mind a million times a day. Let's not be indecisive, though. I'm not promoting that in question. I'm not. But what I am promoting, though, is changing your mind about whatever it is. Not every 5 minutes, I would say. I don't condone that because I personally hate indecisive bitches. I can't stand y'all. I hate indecisiveness. Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much. It's like my least favorite thing in the world. But anyways, my point is that you're allowed to change your mind every day. Let's say you wanted to make, you know, I don't know, frijoles, arroz y pollo for tonight. But then the next day you're like, actually, I have leftovers from the same dinner I had. But actually, I kind of want, you know, sushi. Imagine that. You just made that decision for yourself. And you can act upon it. Whoa, even better. You can do something about it. I actually just paid half of my credit card yesterday, on Friday when I got paid. And I was like, you know what? I might have cleared a big chunk of my credit card. Let me get some dinner, because I actually told myself, I made a promise to myself that I would not cook on weekends. So throughout the week, Monday through Friday, I'm cooking, right? But on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, I am not cooking. I am eating out. Ayo. I am ordering in sometimes. I might go out to eat. Whatever it is, whether it's solo, whether it's with somebody, whether it's with friends, whether it's with family, I just know that this year, every weekend, I am not fucking cooking shit. I just cleaned my stove today, bitch. Okay. That's real adulting shit, by the way. Grown women shit. All right. Grown adult shit right there. All right. And it's a stove top, not electric. So you know damn well that shit's impossible to clean. I learned the hard way how to clean a stove top today. And I can honestly say it made me so angry. And it's still making me kind of furious right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It made me so angry. And it was the day, Saturday, that I didn't have to cook. So I was like, even better. It gets to stay like that the whole night. And into the next morning, I get to wake up and I see a clean stove. I'm like, oh, and it motivates me to not even want to cook on it, to be honest with you. I'm like, actually, you know what? I don't want to cook it. I don't even want to touch it. I don't even want to breathe around the stove right now, because if I breathe too hard, I don't even want like a single droplet of water hitting that stove, because I just cleaned it today. So with that being said, guys, like I said, today's episode is very short. That's all. That's all my reflections of 2024 in January. That's all I have. That's my new segment where I reflect on the year, or no, the month of every year. And we go about it, you know, that's it. That's all. We had a little laugh, I hope. I hope we had some gossipy moments, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it was. I hope you had a good time. I actually kind of want to do more mini episodes like this. I feel like all of them are super long and super complicated and blah, 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 blah. But with that being said, y'all, look, it is the end of the episode. Super mellow, super chill. I hope you guys enjoyed some gossiping, some chisme time, some... I hope that you listened to this today and you were like, oh my God, yes, I was just thinking that recently. I hope so. And if not, suck my dick. Anyway, stay tuned for next month's segment. Anyways, though, I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Be healthy. Stay safe. Stay warm, especially during this winter time. Hug your loved ones. Call your besties. Get together. It's the weekend, you know? And with that being said, take care of yourselves. Be mindful. Move through life with care and trust and thoughtfulness and empathy. So I will see you guys next week.